Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Not fair. That's what we say when we're young and our brother or sister gets a bigger piece of pie, bigger brownie, or more soda than we got. Not fair. That's what we say when we're older and our kids get a bigger piece of pie, bigger brownie, or more soda than we got. Not fair. Unequal treatment in any matter is taboo today. Race, religion, income level, gender, education, hair color, height, weight, age, you name it. If it's unequal, there's a lawyer ready to go. A judge, a jury, and the court of public opinion on Twitter. Imagine if Toys R Us, in the news this week, let's pretend they decided to hire extra workers for the upcoming holiday season. Some they hire in September. Some they hire in October. Some they hire in November, and some late into December. But whether a worker was hired on September 24th today or December 24th, management decided to give each the same holiday bonus. $2,500. That sounds generous for about 2.5 seconds. Suddenly, the workers hired early in the season realize the latecomers are getting the same amount they are. What? Some worked all season and deserve a reward in proportion to the time and sweat served. Yet Toys R Us managers said, we decided to give the same amount to everyone. Happy holidays. My question for you, since you are wise to the world's ways, what percentage of the workers would go and have a great Christmas with this generous gift of $2,500, and what percentage felt that Christmas was ruined and turned to gossip, turned to Glassdoor, turned to Twitter, and slandered the company left and right? How dare they? Not fair. Let's report to some watch tank in Washington. Our rights have been violated. Curse you, Toys R Us. When the news anchors called for a quote from the company, they heard this defense. We were just trying to be generous. We were in the giving spirit. But some sour workers were so focused on the perceived inequality that instead of the giver's generosity and rejoicing in it, they threw away their careers. And they threw away all their toys from Toys R Us. And they took to the streets in protest. And the kids cried in disbelief. Happy holidays. Hopefully my example helps you see what the kingdom of God is like. Those who come late to become followers of Jesus receive the same benefit and bonus as those who come early. In heaven, will there be a riot, or will they be rejoicing in the generosity of God? Jesus gave us this parable of the workers of the vineyard in the Bible to prepare our hearts and help us rid ourselves of jealous thoughts and petty complaints before heaven comes with its full glory. The correct response that we should have is not, wow, God is really unfair in giving everybody the same gift, but seek to know why. Why has God given everybody the same gift? Those who came early, just as much as those who came late, those who labored long for the Lord versus those who labored for 5 minutes for Christ. Here's the answer. The kingdom of heaven is not a reward based on your labors, but on Christ. His cross, his open tomb, his suffering and death. By his stripes, we are healed. Therefore, all receive the same reward, because all are one in Christ, and all get the gift of salvation and eternal life through faith in his gift. So we can give up being jealous at our neighbors for how little or how great they worked, and by faith perceive that all that Christ did merited my entrance, the bigger bonus of all time and all eternity. Christ's cross and open tomb, that's what earned eternity for us. Let's not be jealous if we labored for God longer than others, or labored in his word and Bible studies while others went and did their own thing. Although let us not use this as an excuse to do nothing. We are one in Christ. Let us act like we are one in Christ and serve willingly for the benefit. It's worth it. We just sang in the sermon hymn, the saints in Christ are one in every place to serve the gospel of his costly grace. From those first days to this, our hope the same. The love of Christ, one Lord, one saving name. Now remember what took place in the parable today, Matthew 20, where we heard these words. On receiving their denarius, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, these last work 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat. But he replied to one of them, friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to the last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity? So the last will be first, and the first last. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.